Now I'm on an official BBC Radio Cambridgeshire slug hunt in Scottsdale's Garden Centre, and joining me is the resident slug expert Jamie Robinson. Now, gardeners are very concerned because right now we're seeing more slugs than ever. Tell me why.
The warmth and then all the rain, the sort of humidity and the water in the soil makes it very easy for them to move around. It's encouraging new growth on their food source, and they're exploding.
And so why now? Is it because of the rain?
Yes, it's the rain and the temperatures in the soil for the time of year.
Now let's see if we can find a slug. I'm looking under some leaves to see what we can find. Any slugs here?
Well, we've got something over here.
A horrid little slimy critter.
Heading towards the hostas.
Oh, it's so slimy. Oh, it's leaving a trail on your hand. That's disgusting. So this little thing, how can we get rid of it?
Well, you can either prevent it getting to plants you like in the first place with some sort of barrier. I mean, traditionally people would use eggshells or sharp grit. Again, staying away from chemicals, you can use things like leftover fruit from breakfast, orange or grapefruit halves. Will still have traces of sugars inside them, essentially. So you leave them upturned in the areas where the slugs are a problem. Overnight, they'll go for the easy meal rather than climbing up plants.
Have you seen an increase?
Yes, definitely. I mean, over the last two weeks, certainly sales of, in particular, slug pellets, and out of all of those, the newer pheromole-based ones that are compatible with organic gardening, they've risen sharply. It's preparing in advance. You can start using slug pellets when your sort of young plants go in, for example, or when the hostas start shooting. You don't have to wait for signs of damage. And you can use all the ringing plants with things like horticultural grit to make it a more awkward approach for the slugs and snails. I mean, it doesn't have to be wait and deal with disaster as it's happening.
Have you seen more slugs in your garden?
Yes, I have a narrow, fairly long garden at home with slugs and snails throughout. We'll spend some time picking them off plants in the evenings. They're mostly feeding at night. So stroll down the garden and pick them off. I use the organic slug pellets, which help, but they're just in such numbers, and with a partner who doesn't like using chemicals at all, even friendly ones, it's a difficult struggle.